I've been singing a few carols during the season, and my voice is leaving me. I'm going to read a familiar passage that normally we read with the carols. I'm going to give a brief reflection on my experience as a patient. I'm not a patient anymore, by the way. It's 2 years ago. And then a little reflection on the Christmas message, all of which I'm going to do very quickly. So, Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. So, as I've been introduced as Nick, last time I was here at Bart, I was a grateful coronary bypass patient in Ward B, mid-October 2021. And I still have here my copy of my magnificent red card as evidence that this is true. As well as being a former Bart patient, I'm also a pastor at a church in Kentish Town, a church in Bassett Street, and I feel very privileged to say a few words about my experience here at Bart and then something briefly about the Christmas story. My hospital journey began at Whittington in Archway and finished here in Bart a month later. It was 4 weeks of my life that I will never forget. To the person who brought us breakfast every morning, or the HCA who took my blood pressure for the umpteenth time, or even the amazing team who replaced the plumbing in my heart, I will inevitably have been just one of hundreds of patients cared for so well as they pass through. But from my perspective, as a patient, the people I encountered that month will always be a big part of my history and forever etched into my memory. I look forward to seeing Joy in the morning when she brought round my Weetabix and toast and chatting to Monica on the pill round. I was grateful to Dr. Sarah, who patiently drew me a picture of my clogged up arteries to help me understand my condition, and the anaesthetist who cheerfully talked to me about Tufnell Park as I sank into unconsciousness before surgery. I was so grateful for the effervescent blades in the recovery ward, whose smile greeted me as I woke up in a somewhat confused state. And my wife was so grateful too, not only for the skills of Dinsor Actor, the surgeon assigned to my CBG, but that somehow he made time to ring her after a 7-hour operation to tell her that all was well. The thread that runs through all these experiences is that the people I remember were the ones that showed extra kindness in this busy, stressful hospital life. The men in Mantushi Ward at Whittington were also important in my journey. Their names are still on my WhatsApp. The crane driver opposite and the politician in the bed next to me became my friends. We became a mutual support group. Our conditions are a great leveler. We were equals as we faced our frustrations and fears, even our mortality, together. this incredible Christmas story that we've been singing about today becomes more real, magnificently sung to us when you see it from the perspective of the shepherds. They were ordinary people, just like us, minding their own business, when, as the Bible tells us, all at once an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds, it says, were very frightened. Fear is an emotion common to all of us. In our world of Huntington, there was plenty of fear. Fear of things that might happen to our jobs and to our families. Fear that life might never be the same again. Fear of the operation. Fear of death. Anxiety about all the things which we might not be able to manage or control. So how did the angel help? He said, don't be afraid. The Christmas message is that we do not need to be afraid. But you can't just get rid of fear, can you, by throwing it out? It's like trying to get rid of the darkness in a room by throwing it away with a bucket. It doesn't work. You have to switch on a light. And that's what the angel did. He said, don't be afraid, because I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people. The answer to their fear was a message of good news. And this news was for all people, every man, woman, and child on the planet, in every generation. And it was a message that would bring them happiness. So what was this message of good news? It wasn't a philosophy, it was a person, Jesus Christ, the Lord. The angel said, for unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Jesus was being sent to humankind as a savior, a rescuer. You only need to be rescued if you're in some kind of trouble. And humankind was in trouble. And to me, it seems that we are still in trouble today. And need rescuing mainly from our sinful, selfish nature, just as much as those shepherds did then. When the three kings followed the star to Bethlehem, they brought three gifts. Gold for a king, frankincense, which represented prayer, and myrrh, which was a spice used for embalming a dead body. Which was a strange thing to give to a baby, but it pointed to the fact that 33 years later, Jesus would die for the sins of humankind after living a perfect life, demonstrating God's love and kindness, and offering forgiveness as a free gift to everyone who received the free gift. They could be forgiven. This is the good news at Christmas. A number of years ago, there was a lady called Thelma Howard, I'm sure you won't have heard of her, who worked as a housekeeper for a wealthy family. Every Christmas she was given a piece of paper in an envelope. She didn't understand the significance of those pieces of paper. The family was Walt Disney's family, and when she died, the envelopes were found and opened. They each contained shares in the Disney company, and they added up to a value of over £20 million. But sadly, she did not benefit from a penny of that money because she didn't understand the significance of what she had been given. If we are not careful, we can be like Thelma Howard, failing to understand the significance of this precious Christmas story, unaware of the vast and life-changing treasure that it is potentially ours. A wondrous gift we sing about in the carols has to be received. And an unprepared line, it's a bit like the pill round, but if you don't take your medicine, you don't benefit from it. I'll finish where I started with my Bart story. As I lay on the trolley, about to go under anesthetic, I reiterated the prayer I had prayed as a 17-year-old, receiving that forgiveness. Paid for by this child of Bethlehem 2,000 years before. I WhatsApped my wife the next day saying, and when I was anxious, this is just reading from my WhatsApp message, and when I was anxious about the odd, I thought about how he said, into your hands I commit my spirit. I prayed that prayer, and my anxieties melted away. So this Christmas, let's go to Bethlehem like the shepherds. Let's seek diligently for the child like the wise men did, and pray so that we not only receive this free gift of becoming God's children, but also relief from all the other worries in our lives.